Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 114.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by the team at Push Owl, a leader in web push notifications for Shopify brands. Are you using web push notifications yet as part of your marketing strategy? If not, you're definitely missing out. It's an important tactic that all Shopify brands, regardless of their size, should be implementing today. Thanks to an amazing Push Owl solution, web push notifications are clickable messages that show up on your desktop computer or mobile phone, and with one click, customers come back to your store ready to buy or consume your latest content. And get this, without collecting email addresses, you're able to recover abandoned carts or win back visitors that recently abandoned your store. It's the best of both worlds, shopping cart recovery and browse recovery for those visitors that didn't buy anything and didn't add anything to the cart, but they spent time viewing products on your site. Imagine being able to send push notification broadcasts to all your subscribers or a segment of them with a new collection launch or a flash sale or BFCM or holiday promotions, or, you know, just engaging them with your new branded content from your blog. They even have an incredible feature where you can notify customers when a product is back in stock. Never lose shoppers when inventory gets to zero. You can now send automated back in stock web push notifications to bring those interested shoppers back to your site. And Push Owl is Shopify's leading solution for web push notifications. Over 20,000 brands trust their platform for this incredible sales channel. And right now, they're offering a 30-day free trial for all my listeners. So check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/pushowl or pushowl.com, and use the code Fastlane and start automating and scaling your marketing today. So hey there, Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest in today's episode is Chelsea Lee, who is the co-founder and CEO from a company called Shipsy. And they're an e-commerce solution that allows Shopify retailers to offer same-day shipping to their customers, sometimes within an hour. It's amazing what they can do. And they also offer scheduled delivery options to make sure that you can manage the logistics of how things can be picked up from your store or warehouse and how it gets delivered to the end consumer. So it's very, very, very timely episode. I'm so excited to have Chelsea on. We've been bouncing calendars a lot. Just been so busy. But anyways, Chelsea, welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thank you. So great to be here.
Yeah. So let's talk on a high level first. A lot of people probably don't know who Shipsy is, and I'd love to hear it in your own words. What sort of problems are you attempting to solve for Shopify brands and maybe even all kind of online retailers in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So we are the new way to deliver. We make it simple for any retailer to offer same day, on demand, or scheduled delivery to give their customers what they want, when they want, and where they want it. So it's available online at checkout as an additional shipping option or accessible through our portal for store associates. Mm-hmm. Rather than having any drivers ourselves, we have great partners that we utilize for the actual deliveries. So we integrate with the retailer, we aggregate delivery networks, and make all the magic happen on behalf of the retailer. So today we have access to over 1.2 million drivers across 850 cities in the US. And the entire solution is built for retail. And coming from a buying and planning office, I made sure to put my buyer hat on and make sure that it was as simple as possible for retail.
right? I think that's key. I think that's one of the things that, and I'm going to get into this. I have a few questions that I've thought about how people can differentiate themselves to other retailers. I think it's much more than just having great products. I think the whole surprise and delight and fast shipping. I'm going to give an example today. I'm not sure if they're one of your customers, but my wife made a purchase to buy a duvet. And mm-hmm. I said, you know what? Brooklinen is a really popular retailer on Shopify. You know, you might want to pick up a duvet from them. Ordered it 2 days ago, and we're in Canada and they're in a US company, but it came in 2 days. That really surprised her. Just like, here it is, 5 o'clock last night. It arrived. And she's like, wow. And it cleared customs. It came all the way here, duties and taxes prepaid. So it was a great overall customer experience that this product arrived. And I think that's what you're trying to do, is trying to create, how can I surprise and delight customers with fast shipping when they want it, and or can it be there within an hour? I think that's really, really, really unique that you have that opportunity to be able to give that to Shopify brands.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited too, and especially given the current environment. Yeah. As you can imagine, it's been like a big can of gas dumped on our business, which is good, but it looks like you guys are doing some of that as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's talk about the journey. I think people are always fascinated, including myself, like why people build what they build, how they get involved in technology in general. So, you know, you're obviously a co-founder, and so you have another co-founder with you. I just would love to hear that journey, if you can kind of share, you know, how you have the desire or the expertise to even want to build this platform.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you the honest truth, and that I wasn't the little girl who thought that I was going to be a CEO or was on a mission to run my own company.
Right. Okay. That's good.
Nothing else in the world that I would rather be doing or that I'm more passionate about. But really, it was the right time and the right place, and also kind of following the direction of the universe. So I come from corporate retail technology. I used to work with EDI systems, enterprise sales, and my co-founder as a friend. And I had originally reached out to him thinking I could solve this massive problem that I found after working with 500 different brands, which was they had a dark cloud of Amazon hanging over their head, and the investment firm or PE firm was never speaking the same language as the brand. So we would miss our numbers.
Right.
So I called him and said, I think I'm going to go start my own retail consulting firm or be the translator across the investment of the brands. Because 10 years ago, no one knew what dropshipping was, especially if you were in a PE firm, right?
Sure.
So I called him and asked him if he thought that I would like it, bounced a couple ideas off him. At that point, he asked me for a favor to look at a project that he was working on, which was called Shipsy. It was originally developed for traditional logistics as an aggregation tool for boats, planes, and trains.
Oh, wow.
Because I came from a technology background, after I learned more about it, I, you know, said, well, what if we rip it apart, flip it inside out and upside down? I see that this is an immediate opportunity for on-demand and e-com. So I called a dozen retailers that I knew, or friends, colleagues, acquaintances, and said, if you could deliver to your customers within an hour or same day or scheduled, not make any major changes to your existing business systems, take advantage of your existing infrastructure of stores, warehouses, and distribution.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, paying for shipping is optional. Would you find value in that?
definitely.
it became really hard to find someone who said no.
Right.
So I quickly jumped in 2 feet first, not necessarily knowing what this journey would be like, but it's been an incredible journey. And the team is just unbelievable. I am so, so fortunate to have the team. You know, of course, they come collectively from retail and supply chain technology and logistics, but really, I write the checks. They make me look good, or the business look good, I should say.
Love it. Love it. Thanks so much for sharing that. I think it just gives more context about, you know, just the desire and the passion, and then just the brain power behind the whole thing, and then the logistics of the people that are behind the scenes that are making all this happen. So let's talk about Amazon Prime. Obviously, they had their Prime Day. It was massively successful. It was, and it certainly, you know, and the weird thing about it, and a lot of people listening today will know this, is that it was, because of COVID, was rescheduled numerous times, and then finally they launched it. I think it started the trend of early BFCM shoppers now. I think they started, it blew up, And now every retailer now is having some kind of pre-Black Friday kind of holiday promotional kind of things going on. So one of their claim to fame, obviously, is the speed of shipping. I mean, I look in the news, I see how many hundreds of thousands of people they're hiring right now. I see all these warehouses opening out all through the US, all through Canada, really trying to get them located into certain markets geographically to offer this fast shipping option. So, so that's Amazon doing their thing. And I think it's a great sales channel, maybe not for all of your products, but I think overall, we talk about a multi-channel kind of strategy. I think being on Amazon makes a lot of sense for a lot of brands, just for the discoverability and just the size and the reach they have. Yeah. However, owning your own Shopify store and your own property makes the most sense to own the customer and the lifetime value and all that kind of fun stuff. So let's talk about the speed of delivery. If Amazon has it kind of figured out, especially for Prime members having it free, why do you believe that Shipsy is a great solution for Shopify brands, you know, just because of the retail situations, holiday shopping, and just the explosive growth that's happening in commerce? Why do you think now is a great time to get involved with Shipsy?
Well, right now it's no surprise given the current environment that this has been a norm. I remember early on talking to retailers that would say, well, I don't know if I need this now or then. And it's clear now that everyone has expedited their roadmap by about 2 years in regards to delivery and consumer expectations, as if they weren't challenging enough before, right? So for us, if I put on my buyer hat and I say, do I want to sell on Amazon or do I want to sell through my own channels? Well, one, I want my customer and brand loyalty and I want to own that consumer experience. And I want to make sure that it is the best possible experience that they can have. And that's something that's critical to us, because if the consumer doesn't have a good experience and or the store associate or warehouse manager doesn't have a good experience, you can be selling the best product in the world. I can have the greatest technology in the world. But if we don't make those two parties happy, we have absolutely nothing together.
Fair enough.
And so I think about it from the consumer experience and the importance on that and really owning that journey and the lessons learned from that. The other piece of it that I would say is the margins in it. If I put on my buying hat again and say, if I can get better margins utilizing my own channel. And I think it's a cool, innovative way. And we've even had people sign up for the marketing factor, like the coolness factor.
Yeah, 100%.
Which I come from a very analytical background. And so sometimes for me, when I'm on the phone and someone says, well, this is just what we need to do. Well, why? What are the metrics that you're hoping to get out of it? Or what does success look like for us in 90 days? I struggle with some of the fluffy reasons behind it, but there's more under the covers once you continue to dig.
Love it. Yeah, margins are key. I think I have a lot of brands that talk about just the amount of money that Amazon is taking. So it's kind of a pull in both directions where I kind of need to be there just for discoverability and just, you know, they own half of commerce online. And so I kind of need to be there, but my margins are so much lower, but then I don't own the customer journey. I can't think of lifetime value. So I'm, you know, you're preaching to the choir about this, this sort of thing. So
yeah. And the other portion that I would mention on that is the speed in which Amazon can deliver. Everyone's trying to achieve that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I've even seen things. I recently signed up for Fair and it said support non-Amazon or something. Like it's just like so beyond obvious. Wow. It's either people are gung-ho about I want to get my name brand out there, maybe through that channel, or I'm completely against it. But the other piece of that, and going back to the consumer experience, is that we provide real-time tracking and notifications and handle the customer service layer on all of that for the retailer as well. And so to see the real-time tracking is a really fun thing. In fact, our dev team built like a Domino's tracker one time when they finished a deadline early. And people loved it. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, is that really going to help? But people go crazy over it. And this holiday, we are finding such heavy, heavy surcharges for store pickup and home delivery through traditional methods. You know, our pitch to retail is pretty easy at this point. Pay more and give it to your customers in 5, 10, or however long the delays are, or pay less, give them the option to get it now or tomorrow between 12 and 2, you know, and with everything else that comes with it. So it's a really exciting time for us right now.
Cool. So let's talk about the types of products, because, you know, I mean, Shopify is probably half fashion, probably. That just kind of seems to be the reality right now. But What sort of products do you find are best suited for the Shipsy platform? Because we have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to the show. Mm-hmm. And so I want to see if they fit into, you know, your best model for delivery.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you a funny story that relates to this. You know, we really look at the size and the weight and the dimensions because we have viewing access to inventory, just like you have viewing access to a bank account. Mm-hmm. So we ensure to align the right type of merchandise with the right type of vehicle. Okay. And this is the question that I beat myself up a lot early on. And we are learning more and more because we have this aggregated view of the on-demand market, right? So we're learning more and more every day. In the early days, I asked 30 people that I had texted what they ordered and wanted it now. And their responses were a plunger, a book on business, apparel, footwear, beauty products, and even some quite inappropriate ones.
Okay, fair enough.
I think was, you know, it's comical, but really any size, shape, product, you know, we do really well in beauty, I believe, because larger companies like Sephora or Ulta don't have great shipping methods. So beauty is a good one for us, of course, apparel. And then there's other accessories and gear and camping and a lot of those types of merchandise as well. You know, and really maybe our first 10 customers explain it best. I think it ranged from apparel, footwear, gifts. Mm-hmm. Gifting is a really, really solid one for us.
Yeah.
And it's really everything. In fact, once I had an investor argue with me about the average order value and that Shipsy would only apply or matter for a retailer if they were buying something over $500, I think it was, or a big TV. Mm. But that same investor, after we had closed one of our first rounds, called me back and said, "Charles, and he didn't invest. He shot me down cold and he couldn't get over this average order value. And he called me and said, "Charles, I have to tell you something. I went to my grandson's birthday party on Saturday and I had one job."
Yeah.
My job was to bring the birthday candles.
Okay. I can see where this is going.
And so, you know, a little bit rightfully, I drug him through the mud on it. And I asked him, I said, "Oh, well, who was there? Your grandkids?" And he told me the story. So at the time, we had just done our first integration and had a test website that we were running. Mm-hmm. So, well, I said, "Can you hold, please?" So I literally put him on hold. I put a picture of a birthday candle on our test Shopify store.
Oh, wow.
I had him go to it, place an order, grab some old dingy birthday candles from my kitchen drawer and sent them in a car, and he got them in 18 minutes.
I love it. That's a great story, you know, and I think, but that just shows, I could see that happening a lot where, you know, last minute you need something. If you can have it in an hour, or I even think a lot of people are working in an office. They're kind of back now. Some people are still working from home, fair enough. But imagine being able to get something while you're at, let's say you're going out afterwards and you need something before you're not going home. You like to have it while you're at work, or you want to have it while you're at home working. You don't want to, you know, maybe it's a gift for somebody. You want to have it a certain time in a certain window. That seems very interesting to me that you could pick it and then you have your favorite retailers. I know there's a massive list. I'm sure I'm going to add this to the show notes of a lot of the signature Shopify brands that have made the Shipsy choice, because man, if there's these kind of options, I'm sure there's brands that some people have never even heard of that connect to Shipsy and offer this you know, accelerated shipping option. This is fantastic. I love it.
Thank you. I'm a big fan. I'm a little biased, but it's been amazing to watch come to life.
So how do you know that customers have changed? You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. We're 6 months into it. You know, why is this more than just a theory about why retailers need to make a pivot when it comes to shipping, surprise and delight, customer support, service, all that? I'm just curious to see your feedback and how you believe Shipsy fits into the equation based on our climate right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So before COVID, we would have conversations with retailers and they might question, well, who wants a t-shirt now? Or who wants a side table now? Or beauty products?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but Amazon is eating all my lunch and I'm trying to find a creative way to survive.
Right.
And so it was harder, right? And now, given the environment and with so many store closures and retailers filing for bankruptcy, again, it's the roadmap expediting by 2 years. Now retailers know that it's really the only way to survive. Mm-hmm. And especially given this holiday, why not thrive and take advantage of it? I mean, the fact that our rates are typically lower than traditional methods, mm-hmm. why not give it to your customers now? It doesn't touch your P&L. In fact, you're probably going to save on it.
Right.
So you have a reduced spend on shipping, a better consumer experience, you know, and turning that inventory how many ever times faster.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention improved conversion rate, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Across our database, we see a 13% improvement on conversion. Mm-hmm. And that's including traditional methods. So just by having our option there, mm-hmm. my theory behind that is instead of a consumer thinking, oh, should I get this or not? Right. It's should I get it in 10 days or should I get it now? Which has been great. Average order value is a huge one for us as well. We see skyrocketing average order value increases. And the other one that I'm really interested to see for this holiday especially is the reduced customer service contacts or operating costs for a retailer. So for us, less than 1% of our orders require customer service. And our customer service is handling any of those inquiries. And I had spoke with someone a few weeks ago that had over 40,000 where's my order tickets, which is just completely asinine.
Yeah.
So what I anticipate, my hypothesis behind that is if we're giving them real-time tracking and we're significantly reducing their inbound customer service,
right.
well, that should be a great case study on, you know, a reduced OPEX for them.
Absolutely. It kind of reminds me, you're talking about the whole speed of shipping, the differentiation, kind of leveling up to, I guess, the standards that are being set by Amazon. There was a recent article that came out through Baymard. I'll put a link in the show notes for it. But one of the things they talked about, one of the conversion lift elements on a product details page was having some listing about when they believe the package is going to arrive in 1 to 3 days or having a date listed. And there's lots of kind of third party kind of connections that they can attach to Shopify stores that allow them to think about holidays, demand, you know, cutoff periods for shipping. So there is some interesting logic that's available, but having that on the product details page. And so how does Shipsy fit into that mix? If that is an option, is it typically only on the checkout flow that you find out that you have the 1 hour or the committed date and time option? Is that through the checkout flow? Or are there ways on the product details page to say, hey, just so you know, we're connected to Shipsy and this particular product, because we know where else it is available for potentially a 1 hour option?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that we have been focusing really heavily on the last few months. And what we have today is that we have some brands that like to manage it on their own, whether that be their own banner. So banners are somewhere that we have had really great success. Also a filter by items. We've recently rolled that one out. Okay. One of the newer ones that I'm really excited for that we're in progress with right now is through a chatbot to let customers know if they're chatting on there. You know, instant delivery is available for this purchase.
Love it.
So it's, you know, item badges, web banners, chat, and then of course at checkout, but really the promotions or even the support that we get from the retailer is so critical because people can't just turn it on. And while they might get a couple orders, if they really want to take advantage of Shipsy and also get the, you know, really the best bang for their buck and the most volume out of it, you know, we need true partners in that journey as well.
Right.
And to learn together.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the logic and the technology that's behind the Shipsy platform. Are you able to, without giving away some of the secret sauce, but I'm just curious to see how does this logic work from the back end? Like, how is all of this possible that you've aligned yourself with some interesting third-party fulfillment drivers and networks and just, and how all this magic kind of happens more on a high level than maybe too technically, but I'd love for people to understand how you do it.
Yeah. So one of my favorite things that I've ever heard our customers say is that we play the Wizard of Oz behind the scenes.
Okay. I like it. Okay.
And I love that because we really, really do. On the surface, you know, we're a shipping option at retail. We're a delivery option for any retailer. But it's the iceberg effect. So you might see Shipsy is available underneath that, and the brands don't have to deal with any of the complexities of it. But we are looking at the driver availability. We're looking at the inventory availability. We're looking at the consumer location. We're looking at the operating hours at the store. We're looking at if it's a bike or a couch and what type of vehicle we need to set it on, right, what promotions it's tied to. And then for the retailer, it's really treated as any other online buy online, pick up in store order. Mm-hmm. So the process is exactly the same, and getting that support and working with store associates really closely so that it's easy for them and they have a great experience, mm-hmm, really, really makes the difference. And we, you know, we'll do store training or operational best practices and recommendations for them. So we basically do all the heavy lifting and handle all the minutiae under the hood so that retailers don't have to worry about if a guy on a bike is coming to pick up a couch, because that just simply doesn't happen with Shipsy.
I see. So there are a lot of last mile delivery companies, more regional players, I believe. And I think there's even some connections to Shopify, and there's a few different others, mm-hmm, that some people can turn on. It seems that they are maybe limited in the regional scope. They're not maybe more of a national player. Are you able to talk about maybe what's the difference between just using a local regional, let's say it was just like in the greater LA market or in Chicago, they may have a Chicago kind of last mile delivery company and connecting to Shopify through an API, and not widely used, but I just would like to know, because I think what's interesting with yours is because, you know, you said 1.2 million drivers now in 850 cities. So you're really opening yourself up for, you don't care where the customer lives in most major markets, with a big, large pool of drivers versus regional drivers. I just would love to hear how yours is different. So if you can share some details there.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I will say that we absolutely love our delivery partners, and we couldn't do this without them. You know, a lot of the value that they see in it is we can select on or off peak times for their drivers. If it is someone in the food space, for example, and they're delivering a cheeseburger at noon and five, I mean, we can fill the gap between that. Right. And really, we couldn't make any of this happen without them. So we love our delivery network partners, and we also try to make it simple for them working within their native apps. But what we have found is that when you work with a single network, there's a limited geographic reach that's available for the customer. And because of that, a driver of that is our second largest source of delivery partner networks. Leads come from our retail partners who work with local couriers. It's economies of scale for us on the delivery side. We can aggregate all of them. They don't have to deal with retail minutiae and systems. And so we find a lot of really good partners actually through our retail partners. And then the other piece of that is that we aggregate the best possible price available, no matter who or where the network is from. The size and the weight and dimensions is also critical, like the couch on a bike. And then, you know, really critical part for me and for our retail partners is making sure that it's native in their systems. So it's online at checkout for the retailer. It's not the consumer going to some other app. Or if I want to order Nike tennis shoes, I don't think, oh, let me open Uber. You know, some of those things may change at some point over time, but really keeping that brand loyalty is really important to us.
And then what about delivery success rates? I'm always concerned just overall. I know, you know, FedEx and UPS has a certain kind of SLA, the service level agreement of what they believe is reasonable, because there's a lot of porch pirates and lots of stuff going on where packages are being, people are falling around the Amazon van and stealing stuff and all that craziness. And so I just would curious to see how Shipsy, what you found so far about delivery success rates and all that sort of stuff.
So the success rate is something that is obviously critical for us, critical for the consumer, for the driver. I probably have to thank our delivery partners and traditional methods for learning or going through a lot of the hard lessons that are learned within that. So because we align the right type of vehicle with the right type of merchandise and clearly communicate with the driver, it makes it a lot easier. And we communicate with the warehouse, hey, it's big blue door, northeast corner. So managing that communication across all those channels really eliminate the success rate to go down. Our success rate to date is over 99%, and our on time is over 98%. So it's, I mean, compared to the other options out there, it's amazing what we've been able to do.
So let's talk about how it can be connected to Shopify, because there's, I don't know, tens of thousands of people are going to be listening to this episode, and they're going to wonder, okay, great, Chelsea, I get it. It's another option for shipping. It definitely will surprise and delight my customers. I want to differentiate. I'm all in, great. How do we connect it? And I'll add a second question to that. What about existing tech stack? How do you play nicely with existing tech, and how do I get it connected to Shopify store?
Absolutely. So I will start with the Shopify store.
Okay.
So at checkout, it's as easy as installing, and then we give you an account to our portal. Okay. And they're up and running.
Okay.
So it's on Shopify, it's really simplistic. It's like installing any other app.
Okay.
And that's been really successful for us so far. The other is in regards to other systems. Mm-hmm. So anyone can connect to our API, maybe like a Twilio for delivery is a good example. So if you have an item management, warehouse management, inventory management, all of those systems, you know, we can obviously connect to as well.
Okay.
And then third is something relatively new that we had released for, you know, we have some Shopify customers using it as well for store associates, which is an instant delivery portal or something that they can access maybe for a pop-up event or a concierge type service. Maybe it's not directly in their e-com. Mm-hmm. And it allows them to connect to our portal or log into our portal and access our delivery partner networks. And all they have to do is enter the delivery address for the consumer.
So that's interesting. So someone could potentially take a phone order in a traditional retailer. So you're not quite on Shopify yet, or you are, but they happen to call the store, they go into the store. Oh, we don't have any stock. It's at the other location, or it's in our warehouse. Not a problem. Collect, take their money retail wise in the store, log into the instant delivery portal, and then create, and then request that product to be shipped, and bang, out it goes and it's done. Wow.
Exactly. And one other point to make on the online. So any brand or retailer can install Shipsy. Mm-hmm. And from there, because we create the business rules, it's a matter of them entering their app, their location and their hours for that. Okay. Keep in mind, Shipsy appears when business rules are met, when the business rule criteria is met. It does not show up when the business rule criteria is not met.
I see.
So again, that attributes to the success and ease of use for any retailer.
And so does this work for Shopify core customers, or does it obviously for Shopify Plus because they have access to checkout.liquid and that whole templates on the checkout flow?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we have Shopify, Shopify Plus, and then we can have brands or retailers can install on their own, or we can walk them through a process, either one.
Okay, perfect. And so let's talk about the entrepreneurs that are listening today. It's a little bit of a pivot because I think you have access to quite a few entrepreneurs that are connected to your platform. I know entrepreneurship is in your blood and you love it. You're talking to your customers. And so I would love to hear about what you believe success looks like for brands today. What should they be working on to help them thrive in our current environment? BFCM around the corner, holiday season, and then into 21. What can they do today?
I'm a firm believer in business planning. And, you know, I also like the number three. So looking or clearly defining, I would say your top three initiatives. If nothing else happens this year, what is success? And then drive and support your team as fast as you can in that direction with taking a step back and really understanding, you know, all of the complexities in that. Of course, things change, especially when you are a small company. So you have to be nimble and you have to adapt.
Right.
But I would say defining those three things for that year, and then list three bullets under that, exactly what you need to do for that. Okay, what are the three things under that one that you have to do in order to accomplish that?
Right.
You know, I also think it's really important building the best team and leaning on your advisors, investors, fellow founders. And specific to retail, something that I have found and learned a lot coming from the buying office is that, well, one, I cannot imagine what it is like to be in a buying office right now. It's decision paralysis. It is lockers and curbside and all of the digital initiatives that have changed. You know, it's really a challenge. So I would say don't dip your toes in a million things and not really find success in any of them. Understand what the consumers are doing and then take that by the reins and run with it.
I think who mentioned this is Harley recently, but he talks about resilient entrepreneurs. There's some legacy brands that are just choosing to not pivot. They're choosing to do retail the old way. But the ones that are thriving right now, and especially the ones that we see on Shopify, these are the resilient entrepreneurs that actually are adopting this sort of technology to just thrive in this really horrible time right now. But there's ways of success. It can happen, right? It can happen. So I appreciate that takeaway. I think I think the top three is great. I think you might mention before too about working with your team and saying, you know, what does good look like? Like how do we want to execute this year? And what does good look like? And having that documented and working towards that. I think that's fantastic. I love that advice.
And building those initiatives collectively with your team is so important. Because everyone touches a little bit different area or has a different experience. So as a team, we collectively build them together, which is really critical for our success.
So let's talk about the future for Shipsy. Are you able to share any North Star highlights, any innovation? I mean, I guess you're going to be a code freeze at some point with you folks, I guess. And so I'm going to say the remainder of 2020, but, you know, into 21, you know, end of the day, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how are you to continue offering value or innovate how you're best serving your customers, which is these commerce entrepreneurs?
I am really excited to see, what we look like on January 1 of this year, but you know, really this holiday season, we are listening so acutely to our customer base and trying to understand anything and everything that we can do to make it a better experience for our retail clients and their consumers. So we are heads down focused the end of the year on serving our customers and making sure that every delivery is an amazing consumer experience. Okay. And then into next year, you know, we'll be announcing some really great new partnerships as well early on in year, but really it's about the entire supply chain. Think about, you know, any warehouse partner or someone that might be doing a barcode label and enhancing our BI tools to really capture all of that data and to provide that back to our brand so that they continuously get that added value and really understanding it's predictive analytics on the on-demand market for our brand. So we're going to be making some of those enhancements. And then anything else that we learn, you know, from this holiday season. But we're really focused on building and making the best API that we possibly can and strengthening our relationships with great partners like Shopify and understanding how we can help market to specific verticals or different channels, even within their business. So we're valuing our partnerships that we already have, expanding on a couple new ones, and then really diving in or taking a deeper dive onto our current partners and how we can better serve them to mutually serve our shared clients even better moving forward.
Roadmap for Shopify's fulfillment network. It's obviously a massively growing opportunity for Shopify, being able to sell something from within your Shopify admin and having us, Shopify, fulfill the order for those that are just, you know, traditional shipping options. Are you connected currently? Can someone show up at a Shopify fulfillment warehouse as a Shipsy driver and pick up instead of the delivery option?
That is a great question. I'm not sure I know the exact answer, but if we don't today, we sure as hell should do it.
All right, good. Okay. I'm going to put that bug in your ear because I think that's important. I think it's a growing part, I believe, of Shopify's business right now, just with Six River Systems and buying those robots and that whole process and how we are also growing our network of warehouse locations that are independently owned, like these drivers and these networks are independently owned. I'm sure they have regular fulfillment services in their warehouses as a regular business, but they also happen to be a partner with Shopify through Shopify's fulfillment network. So if you're not already connected, I should add that to your to-do. All right, good job. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity. It's really been a pleasure to get to know you, and we're excited to continue the relationship and strengthen and support anyone on Shopify. And if you're not on there, get with the times. You know, it's really the easiest experience that we've seen. The fact that you can install any app or widget based on your business needs and see immediate value in it is absolutely incredible. And I welcome any brand looking to really make a big splash this holiday. Come join our network. It's no risk for the brand. And our model is completely value driven. So we are incentivized based on a brand success with Shipsy, and that is it. But thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to continuing to strengthen and grow the relationship as we continue to move forward and grow this industry.
Awesome. So how can people learn more about Shipsy and the platform and your delivery portal?
Absolutely. So anyone can email hello@shipsy.com. And then we also are offering a trial specific for anyone listening on the podcast, which will be a free trial that they can sign up and install. And, you know, we're here to support if they have any questions through that process.
Perfect. I know typically it was a 7-day free trial, but you've been very gracious to offer a 30-day trial for all Fastlane listeners. So I'll have a link, ecommercefastlane.com/Shipsy. That's S-H-I-P-S-I. And that's going to redirect to your landing page and you'll explain all the details of the offer. But I think it's perfect timing. We're pre-BFCM right now. There's an opportunity to differentiate yourself. We know that traditional retail is having massive lineups and or are closed. We know that commerce is massively growing. So this is a great opportunity now for commerce or even traditional retailers to get involved with Shipsy and let the power of your 850 cities and your 1.2 million drivers. Let's use that network and let's get these products out to people as quickly as possible. They can still shelter at home. There's still some ways of being safe, but still get your product. I think in shopping early. Let's shop early, everyone, please.
Yeah.
Right? Let's not strain
everyone
the system.
Everyone is shopping early, but for us, you know, who doesn't want another 10 days to deliver immediately before the holiday?
So, you know, as you know, I mean, you know, once again, thanks for coming on the show today. You know, you probably know this already, but Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And based on this conversation we've had today, it's very clear that, you know, both you and the Shipsy team, I think you really are in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify brands to improve efficiencies, certainly through shipping, and grow revenue, which is helpful. And then certainly building lifetime customer loyalty for great customer service and great shipping options. So just wanted to thank you for coming on the show today, obviously sharing your obvious passion and your knowledge and giving back. So thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. It was a blast. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right, take care.
This episode was brought to you by Push Owl, Shopify's leading web push notifications app and the only Shopify Plus approved certified app partner in its category. Browser-based web push notifications push your retention marketing and conversion rate optimization to the next level because you can re-engage store visitors without the need of an email address. Send web push notifications right to their smartphone or desktop by just using the browser. And the great thing about Push Owl is they're used by over 20,000 Shopify stores and more than 600 Shopify Plus brands. So you know their solution has the security, privacy, speed, and reliability that Shopify Plus brands come to expect. Take their platform for a spin now, 30 days for free on their paid plan. Head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/pushowl and use the code Fastlane when you activate. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.